A reading from Genesis, chapter 2, verses 4b through 25. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flows out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divides and becomes four branches. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that flows around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But for the man there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Driving to church this week, I saw a bumper sticker that neatly summarized today's scripture. It said, "God's original plan was to hang out in a garden with naked vegetarians." God's original plan was to hang out in a garden with naked vegetarians. I didn't realize that was in scripture. And yet we just heard a description of the creation of the world and all things at the beginning. Yes, things have gone in a different direction since, but the original plan was simple and sweet and good. That's what the writers of Genesis 2 would have us understand. God creates humanity from the very beginning and establishes connection. Connection first with God, second with creation itself, and then with each other, human beings. How is God calling us to think about those relationships today in light of yet another devastating hurricane season and as the Amazon continues to burn? When humans rely on creation for air, food, shelter, and everything else in our vulnerable lives, and yet we seem to be poisoning the cradle of life itself. And the Lord God, we read, formed the first human creature from the dust of the ground and the breath of the Lord God. All people were intimately made by a loving God and formed from earth. The Hebrew makes clear the connection between people and earth. Adam is the name for the creature, the first one made, and Adama is the Hebrew word for fertile ground. The word connection is clearer when we translate it this way. Adam from Adama. The Lord God formed human from humus. Human from humus. The same nutrients, water, and stuff of earth out of which comes everything else around us is also that which grows humanity. We are all Adam. Humans of humus. Creating Adam, then, God creates humans who live in relationships, like God, in three ways. Relation to God, relation to creation, and relation to one another. And with each relation, there is a vocation, a purpose, and a calling given to humanity. God creates us, Adam, out of love, and it's to God that we owe our entire existence. Our relation to God is that of creature to the Creator. And our first vocation is to live in gratitude for the one from whom all things arise. Gratitude first. As Genesis unfolds, we see that our second relation and vocation is to creation. God planted the garden of creation. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There are abundant rivers and fertile ground, a global jungle of every type of plant, birds of the air and fish in the sea, minerals in abundance, gold and jewels and bdellium, whatever that is. The garden of God's creation. Eden, which means delight. The garden of God's delight has everything good in it, everything we need for life, even the awareness of good and evil. Into the midst of the garden, God places humanity, Adam, and gives us the very first human calling. We belong in the garden there in order to till it and keep it. The word in Hebrew here is shamar. To guard, to keep, to watch over, protect, and care for, to shamar creation. Our first vocation, our first reason for existing in the garden is to take care of the earth, not for ourselves, but on God's behalf. Genesis tells us that all the creatures of the earth were made as helpers for humanity, but we don't have free rein to do with them just as we please. Our freedom reaches its limit whenever we cease to shamar, cease to protect, and begin to exploit creation for our own purposes. Humanity cares for creation, though, as God cares for us, with compassion and tenderness and generosity. Finally, God recognized that even all the loveliness in the world was not enough for Adam. We have relation to earth with our cats, our dogs, our pets, and wild creatures, but this is not enough for humanity. God says it is not good that Adam should be alone, and so after creating all the other animals, God creates once more. God made another creature like Adam, bone from bone and flesh from flesh, that we might truly know others like ourselves, others in the pew or across the church from us, others, humanity from humanity. Humans from humus are made with one more vocation, to be helpers and partners for each other. On this day when we celebrate a new start to our church programs, the Bible reminds us what matters from the very beginning. All our lives we honor creation by following our vocation in each relation. Gratitude to God, service to the earth, and partners with one another. What I love most about this Genesis creation story is that we're not left alone by God, who is instead right alongside us, among us, in the garden of the world. From the very beginning, God gets down into the mud and muck of creation. In this telling of the creation story, God forms and shapes Adam from Adama, then directly breathes into life with whatever the divine equivalent is of lungs and lips. It's a bodily, imminent, close, earthly picture of the God we get right from the very beginning. God with us. I think of that line from the Gospel of Thomas, suggesting that Jesus once said, "Split wood, and I am there. Lift a rock, I am there." God gets in the dirt with us, including in the messy times of our lives, when we fall out of right relationship with one another, with the earth, or with God. God is with us, imminent, with the battered islands of the Bahamas, in the feverish atmosphere that grows more choked each day, and in the wild resistance to human encroachment. The natural creative adaptation that survived the extinction of dinosaurs and could survive our own extinction as well. That's the dread and the promise of the gospel we're left with today. We're formed with love and placed in this beautiful garden, the earth that sustains all life, to be humble caretakers. What we see now is not the original plan, like that bumper sticker might point to. But God is faithful to deliver and rescue, even in times of heartache and hardship. God would lead us from our own self-serving greed or loneliness to companionship with God, with each other, and with creation, that we might be at home in a divine garden with God all our days. If we fall short of that as a species, if we fail to shamar or guard and make short-sighted decisions instead, we risk hearing words of commendation spoken to the human race. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But even that is good news, because God is in the dust, and God will raise up some new Adam, all humanity together. By returning to dust, we return to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.